Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Like You. If you want to help us keep making new episodes, you can support the podcast by subscribing through Patreon or Apple Podcasts. A subscription gives you access to special bonus content like affirmation minis, song downloads, and other special perks. Grown-ups can find more information in our episode notes or on our website. You can also show your love by leaving a 5-star review wherever you listen to the podcast. I'm glad you're my podcast friend. Now, let's get on with the show. Hello, I'm Noah, and this is Like You, Mindfulness for Kids. I'm so glad you're here. This is our 143rd original episode of Like You. Now, I know 143 might seem like a strange number to celebrate, but it happens to be the favorite number of one of my personal heroes, Fred Rogers, better known as Mr. Rogers. So I decided to make my 143rd episode a tribute to Mr. Rogers. I'll be sharing 5 Mr. Rogers quotes that are an inspiration to Like You. So, listeners of all ages, find a place to listen where you feel comfortable and safe. Remember, you're always welcome to interact with this podcast by speaking up to answer my questions or by repeating affirmations aloud. Of course, if you prefer, you can just think your responses quietly in your mind. Have you ever watched an episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? Even if you haven't, chances are that your parents watched it growing up. Maybe even your grandparents. That's because it was on television from 1968 to 2001. That's more than 30 years. Maybe you weren't born yet in 2001 when the show ended its run, but you may be familiar with a newer show called Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. Daniel Tiger has taken a lot of the songs and lessons from Mr. Rogers and reintroduced them to the kids of today. I grew up watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and I credit Mr. Rogers as a big inspiration for me to create this podcast. So on this episode, I'll be sharing some of the wisdom that he's taught me through the years. Let's start with a short breathing exercise. Mr. Rogers once said, "Sometime in your day-to-day, try to turn off all the noises you can around you and give yourself some quiet time. In the silence, let yourself think about something, or if possible, think nothing." So for our breathing exercise today, I want to just sit silently together and breathe slowly in and out. That's all. As you breathe, you can choose anything you'd like to think about. Or you can try to completely clear your mind and think of nothing. Do whatever you can to make things as quiet around you as possible. I'll turn down this music and we'll just breathe. You'll know I'm still here because you can hear me breathing in and out. Try to match your breath to mine, slow and steady. And we'll just breathe together in the silence for a few moments. Here we go. Now, as we end this moment of silence, I'll share another Mr. Rogers quote about silence. He said, "How many times have you noticed that it's the little quiet moments in the midst of life that seem to give the rest extra special meaning?" Do you ever feel that way? that quiet moments can be special? Maybe it's a quiet moment snuggling with your mom or dad. Maybe just looking out the window and sitting with your thoughts and getting to know yourself. Be sure you take time throughout your day to appreciate the quiet moments. Right now, on the count of three, let's all say, I like me. One, two, three. I like me. I like you too. You make each day a special day by just your being you. There's only one person in this whole world like you, and people can like you exactly as you are. Now, as I said, I want to share some wisdom I've learned from Mr. Rogers over the years. So I'm going to share five Mr. Rogers quotes about mindfulness that inspire our podcast. But first, I don't want to keep you in suspense any longer. Have you been wondering what the number 143 has to do with any of this? Why was this Mr. Rogers' favorite number? It's because this number represented his favorite words, I love you. The word I has one letter, the word love has four letters, and the word you has three letters. So put that together and you have 143. So 143 is like a little secret code to say I love you. Does that make sense? When this podcast is over, go find someone you love and tell them 143. Now, let's get to it. Here are five Mr. Rogers quotes that inspire like you. After each quote, I'll give you a few moments to reflect on the words and think about what they mean to you. Then, I'll share a few thoughts of my own. Here's quote number one. Everyone longs to be loved, and the greatest thing we can do is to let people know they are loved and capable of loving. Do you know that you are loved? Do you have people in your life who show love to you? And people who you love? The very title of our podcast lets you know how important this idea is to me. Like you means that I like you, and it also means I want you to like yourself. So it's all about loving others and knowing that you are loved. 143. Now, here's Mr. Rogers' quote number two. Listening is where love begins. Listening to ourselves and then to our neighbors. Listening, really listening, is a big part of mindfulness. I often describe mindfulness as stopping to pay attention to what's happening inside you and around you. And that's what this quote is saying, that it's important to listen to ourselves and to our neighbors. The more we listen to ourselves, to our bodies, to our feelings, the more we understand who we are deep down inside. And the more we understand who we are inside, the more we can understand other people. Because we really share a lot in common. This is actually another one of the hidden meanings of our podcast title, Like You. It also means I am a lot like you, and the people around you are a lot like you too. So you're never alone. Now, let's move on to Mr. Rogers' quote number three. Who you are at this moment, with the way you're feeling, is fine. You don't have to be anything more than who you are right now. Sometimes, we all feel like there are things we'd like to change about ourselves. We may say, I wish I was taller, or older, or funnier, or smarter, or somethinger. But I want you to know that you don't have to change anything to be the person you were meant to be. You are wonderful just the way you are. Now, Here's Mr. Rogers' quote number 4. When we can talk about our feelings, they become less overwhelming, less upsetting, and less scary. We talk a lot about feelings on this podcast, don't we? That's because talking about our feelings helps us know that we're not alone. There's no feeling that's wrong to feel. It's okay to feel happy, sad, angry, scared, worried, silly, sleepy, lonely, jealous, confused, calm, or anything else. We each have lots of feelings that can change from moment to moment. And it's okay to feel all of these feelings. And it's okay to express your feelings. I hope you never feel that you have to hide your feelings. And if you ever have a feeling that feels overwhelming, I hope you'll talk to someone who loves you and tell them how you feel. And finally, here's Mr. Rogers' quote number 5. Our society is much more interested in information than wonder, in noise rather than silence. And I feel that we need a lot more wonder and a lot more silence in our lives. Do you ever notice how much noise and information you hear in a day? There's school and TV and music and playtime and video games and YouTube videos and sports and music lessons and podcasts and on and on and on. But it's important to stop sometimes, to appreciate quiet moments, and to take note of wonder in the world. This podcast is my attempt to bring a little more wonder and a little more silence into our lives. So let me say thank you for listening and being a part of that for 143 episodes. Now it's time for affirmations. Affirmations are words you can say about yourself to remind yourself how wonderful you are. All the affirmations in this episode are inspired by Mr. Rogers. I've taken words from his songs and his show and his quotes, and I've turned them into short affirmations you can say anytime. I'll say each affirmation twice, so you can listen the first time, then say it together with me the second time. Here we go. It's all right to wonder. It's all right to wonder. I am loved exactly as I am now. I am loved exactly as I am now. I am kind. I am kind. I'm a good person, even though I do bad things. I'm a good person, even though I do bad things. I have something valuable to bring to the world. I have something valuable to bring to the world. I am brave and I am strong. I am brave and I am strong. I like who I am deep down inside. I like who I am deep down inside. My heart is full of love. My heart is full of love. If any of those affirmations stood out to you, feel free to write them down or just store them safely on your mind to say when you need it. If you have an affirmation that is special to you, I would love to hear it. If you'd like to send a recording of your favorite affirmation to play on the show, have a grown-up check our website or episode notes for more information. Now, I'd like to end this episode with a song that was written by Mr. Rogers. This is one of my favorite songs ever. When my kids were babies, I sang it to them almost every night, and I've always wanted to sing it to you on this podcast. So I got permission to record my own version of the song. It's called It's You I Like. As you listen, you can sing or dance or sit quietly and relax. Not the things you wear, it's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. It's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself. It's you I like. It's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you. If you'd like to learn more about Mr. Rogers or see old episodes of the show, have a grown-up visit mrrogers.org. I can't wait to spend some time together again soon. Until next time, I like you, I'm proud of you, and I'm glad we are friends. Have a happy and peaceful day. 1, 4, 3. Like You is a production of Perpetual Motion. It is made possible by our subscribers on Patreon and Apple Podcasts. Become a supporter by visiting patreon.com/likeyoupodcast or by tapping subscribe on our show page in Apple Podcasts. You can also tell your friends about the show or leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. Like You is written and hosted by me, Noah Glenn. I also composed and performed the Like You theme music and other music that appeared in this episode. Our podcast cover art was illustrated by Maya Sain, and our episode art is created by Lindsay Glenn. Grown-ups can find more information about Like You by visiting our website at likeyoupodcast.com. Thanks for listening.